fun, organized chaos. That's what Joseph Hirscher's art is all about. He uses elaborate chain reactions to accomplish simple tasks, like turning a page or smashing an egg. And as David Wandel and Brian Francois were waiting for his latest work to jolt to life, they noticed all the pieces were things you could find lying around your house.
It's an ironing board, it's a broom and a stool, it's books.
Bookcase. Flowers.
Wandel and Francois are middle school science teachers in Jacksonville, Florida, and they were in Charlotte for a conference. They love Hirscher's art because it's like a science fair project on steroids. They've used YouTube videos of his old chain reactions to inspire their students. And Saturday at the McCall Center, they caught his first live performance in the U.S.
What you're about to see is a rare glimpse into my son's morning routine.
A narrator opens the show. Hirscher lies in a small bed in a large room. His alarm goes off, and he drops it in a cup of water, tilting a book and starting the chain reaction.
That's really neat.
Wandel and others laugh as Hirscher gets gently swatted in the face by his shirts. The bar holding them over his head starts dropping down, clanging from one peg to another.
Back and forth.
Francois notices the bar eventually knocks down a squirrel that's tied to a bell, setting a battery rolling down into a clock the size of a bass drum.
It's one way to start a clock.
The clock's huge second hand starts ticking, an accordion player off to the side starts playing, and a groggy-looking Hirscher stumbles in his underwear toward two ironing boards. The chain reaction speeds up from here, and the accordion player keeps pace. At one point, the clock hits a broom, which pulls a cord attached to a bookshelf. The books start flying off.
Kind of like the domino effect. It just keeps pulling.
That big laugh came after a chandelier swung down just as Hirscher ducked to tie his shoes. A pulley system lifts the chandelier over his head. It has a hole in the middle of it, and there's a hat in that hole.
He's going to release the hat?
He's going to stand right in the center and the hat will fall.
The chandelier falls so that the hat lands right on Hirscher's head. Then Joseph Hirscher, fully dressed, walks nonchalantly out of the room. If that's the most over-the-top morning routine you've heard of, that's what Hirscher is aiming for.
It's as inefficient as possible, and as absurd as possible. Why would I do that? Well, why not? I'm a human being. I like playful things. Not everything has to be robotic, and not everything has to be efficient. And other human beings feel the same way, and that's why people enjoy watching these sorts of devices.
More than 500 people saw Hirscher perform the dresser on Saturday. Hirscher says the part with the chandelier hasn't always gone so smoothly. He has a small scab on the side of his forehead.
That was from, I was standing in the wrong spot when the chandelier landed on my head.
That was the chandelier hitting you in the head?
Yeah. I wasn't standing in quite the right spot, so I've been practicing. I think I got it down pat now.
He perfected it over the last few months as an artist in residence at the McCall Center. He's based in Brooklyn, and he used to be a computer programmer in New Zealand. He says he's always tinkered with machines. 5 years ago, he posted a YouTube video of one he made.
It went viral. I got millions of hits. And that's when I was like, maybe there's more to this. Maybe I can turn this into something.
Hirscher's videos on YouTube now have more than 10 million views. The president of the McCall Center, Suzanne Fetcher, says getting him in the artist-in-residence program was kind of like landing a celebrity. At the first open house after he got here,
there was already a fan club around him, which was really interesting. And it was made up of little kids, 7 years old and 10 years old, and adults. They were all waiting in line to meet him. He was like a rock star.
Fetcher says Hirscher has also been part of a family art workshop, and he'll judge a contest for high schoolers making their own elaborate contraptions next weekend. Hirscher says he wants to help people inject a bit of playfulness into the things they do every day.
There's so much potential for magic and beauty in the world around us, and we go most of our lives sort of blinded to that, you know? Going to work, getting home from work, etc.
But getting dressed, Brian Francois and David Wandel, the middle school science teachers from Florida, have a whole new concept of it.
That's a pretty awesome way to get dressed in the morning without having to think about it.
So how was this as like a cap to y'all's trip to Charlotte?
The best.
It's the perfect ending. It is the perfect cherry on top. It was awesome.
Hirscher is not performing the dresser again in Charlotte, but the high school contest he's judging next weekend at the McCall Center is open to the public. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.